Now, the song is called TLC, but that has nothing to do with the way we handle these bugs. They're out to get us, so we're out to get them. That's the way that works. So how do they feed? They like to do their thing at night. You know, I told you that they like hanging out in our beds, our linens, etc. So they can hide in beds. They can hide in floors. They can hide in furniture, wood, paper, trash during the day. Want to keep these rooms clean. By the way, how many of you are okay about making a rule that you don't eat or drink in the bedrooms? Food for thought. We humans usually become dinner to these bed bugs during the night. Their peak biting activity, just before dawn. They can obtain their meal in as little as 3 minutes, after which they're engorged, drop off of us, and then crawl into a hiding place to digest their meal. I told you they have a level of intelligence. They know when we're in the bed. They pretty much know when we're asleep. They're better than Santa Claus at figuring out when we're asleep. Bite us, drink our blood, and there's more. Drink our blood, drop off, and go hide. Chilling while they're digesting their meal so that we can't see them. I'm telling these little rascals do have a level of intelligence. They can live for 10 months, and that's the good news. It's not like they're going to be hanging out for 3, 4, 5 years with us. But look, they can go for weeks without feeding. So they may go 2 or 3 nights, 5 nights, 8 nights without biting us and drinking our blood, and we're thinking, hey, things are better. They're gone. They may or may not be gone. So what are some signs and some symptoms of these unruly creatures coming into our home without being invited and drinking our blood without our permission? Well, they dine on us often without even waking us up. Can you imagine a little critter digging into your skin with its teeth, fangs, whatever they have, digging through that flesh, pulling our blood out of us, and very often, we don't even notice it. We don't feel their stealthy bite because they inject a numbing agent into our bodies. I told you they have a little bit of intelligence now. They inject a numbing agent into our body along with an anticoagulant that keeps the blood flowing while they're sucking. So they numb the part of our bodies that they're going to bite into. Or as they bite into it, they numb our bodies, that part of the body. And along with that numbing agent, they also inject an anticoagulant so that the blood won't clot. It'll keep flowing while they're sucking our blood out of us. And we're trying to sleep. A lot of times we are sleeping. And the first sign that the bed bugs have been around doing their thing, we may have some itchy red bites on our skin, usually on the arms or the shoulders. But they ain't going to limit it to just arms and shoulders. Those are just some of their favorite places. But remember, they like hanging out in the mattress, in the bedding. They might be anywhere on there. When they do bite, sometimes they'll leave straight rows of bites. So what do we do about them? They're running around here, coming out when we're sleeping, acting like vampires. Sucking our blood while we're trying to get some Z's, trying to let our brains pull together the thoughts of the day. Little jokers sucking our blood. Is there anything we can do about them? Yes. I told you from the beginning I was going to share with you how to fight back. I'll tell you how to do that when we come back.